February is Black History Month, and it has our go-to book expert, Tracy Thomas, thinking about Black authors, though maybe not the ones you might expect. So let's get into it. Tracy, welcome back.
Hi.
So Black History Month, in general, are there certain authors or certain kinds of authors who tend to be front and center in your view?
I think so, yes. I think there is this sort of delineation of pre-2020 and what's been going on since 2020. I think pre-2020, we were sort of always told about the same, like, two or three Black authors. It's always Toni Morrison. It's always James Baldwin. It's always Alice Walker in The Color Purple. And I think since 2020, there's been this move towards using books by Black authors as these tools to teach white people about Black people. So a lot of anti-racist books are books that are doing that sort of work. And I feel like that's what I've seen a lot recently in the last 4 years or so when we talk about Black History Month and reading.
Yeah. Today, though, you have brought, you know, as always, a list of suggestions in the, we'll call it a genre fiction category. Categories like romance, horror, thrillers, science fiction, and fantasy. Why focus on these genre books?
Well, I have two reasons. The first reason is that we weren't sure how we were going to talk about Black History Month this month. And I reached out on social media and so many people said, I'd love to hear about genre fiction by Black authors. So clearly there's a need. It's obviously something that people are yearning to hear about. So that's the first most practical reason. But I think the other reason is that genre fiction is doing a lot of the work of anti-racism and teaching Black history and all of the things that we think about when we think about a book like How to Be Anti-Racist by Ibram Kendi, but it's doing it through a fiction lens. So I think that's really exciting and interesting that we could be reading these books that are fantastic and have great storytelling and great character development and are imaginative and also still be getting glimpses into 1948 Los Angeles or into the Underground Railroad and all of these things that otherwise are presented in a more dry historical way, which I'm not speaking down on because you know I love nonfiction.
I do. Yeah, yeah. well, let's get into, as you say, how fiction delivers. Let's start with romance. You have a classic and a more recent book to highlight. What do you got?
Okay, so that's sort of the plan for today. I'm going to give you a classic and a recent book in each of these categories. So for my classic, I had to go with Beverly Jenkins. She has been writing romance novels since the mid-1990s. One of her earlier books is this book called Indigo, and it is about a young Black woman during the time of slavery, and someone comes in to where she's staying in Michigan through the Underground Railroad. Sparks fly, we get romance, we get quintessential Beverly Jenkins. She's the queen of historical romance.
Okay, I've heard of that one. This new one, I have not heard of. It's a love song for Ricky Wilde.
Yes, so this is by Tia Williams. She is one of my favorite romance writers. She also wrote a book a few years back called 7 Days in June that I love. This one is also historical romance. It is set in Harlem in the present day, but also flashes back to the Harlem of the 1920s. It's about a musician and a florist. They are fated mates, is what they call it, when two people are meant to be together. And it is got all the history and also just, I just loved the two main characters, Ricky and Ezra.
Wow. All right, let's move to the thriller mystery books on your list. One of them is, well, tell us about Devil in a Blue Dress.
Devil in a Blue Dress, I'm sure many listeners are familiar with it. It was turned into a movie starring Denzel Washington, but it's written by one of the most well-known, beloved thriller mystery writers, Walter Mosley. The book came out in 1990. It's part of the Easy Rollins series, which is a whole series about this one detective. It's set in 1948 in Los Angeles. He's looking for a white blonde woman who frequents Black bars. That's sort of the premise, but it is a classic and a beloved story by one of our great writers. I think Walter Mosley's written around 40 novels. It might be over 40. It might be just under, but it's a lot of novels.
And then your more contemporary thriller is Bluebird, Bluebird.
By Attica Locke. Yes, Bluebird, Bluebird. It follows a police detective. He's a ranger in Texas, and he is trying to solve the murder of two people in the sort of rural part of Texas. I think Attica Locke is one of our great writers when it comes to race and race relations in America. This book is no exception. It is so engaging. It is so much fun and also has some really dark, deep stuff in it. They're turning it into a movie, which was just announced. And I'm such a big fan of Attica Locke. I cannot wait to see whatever they turn it into.
Yeah. Okay, horror book recommendations. And the classic may not surprise many listeners, Toni Morrison's Beloved.
Yes, Toni Morrison's Beloved. It was written in 1987. It is a classic horror novel by a Black author, though a lot of people don't think of it as horror, but it is. It is about a woman who is haunted by a child that she killed. She was enslaved. She did it because she felt like she had to, and this child sort of haunts her. So that's a classic. Love, one of the great novels of all time. And then for my more recent pick, I picked a book that came out last year called Lone Women by Victor Lavelle. It's set in 1915. It's about a woman who carries a trunk with her. And we don't really know what's in the trunk, but we know that when the trunk opens, people disappear. Victor Lavelle's also sort of a classic horrorist, if you will, or a modern classic horrorist. He also wrote The Changeling, which was recently turned into a show for Apple TV.
Okay. And then finally, this category that you're calling speculative or science fiction and fantasy. And one of them, a lot of us have read The Underground Railroad, Colson Whitehead, National Book Award winner. You know, there's an actual railroad, right, underground as part of this Civil War era book. Remind us of the story.
Yeah. So for folks who don't know, speculative fiction means that it is sort of like real life, but with a twist. And I paired that with sci-fi because oftentimes the twist can be sort of supernatural. In this case, Colson Whitehead is following a young woman who has escaped from slavery on the Underground Railroad, which is in fact a railroad that runs underground. So hence the sci-fi and the speculative fiction. We kind of get to travel a little bit through the United States during the antebellum era. And it's a fantastic book. You mentioned it won the National Book Award. It also won the Pulitzer Prize. It is just, again, a modern classic. And then for my classic, I went with the 1993 book Parable of the Sower by Octavia Butler. I picked this one specifically of her catalog because she has plenty of sci-fi books for people. Parable of the Sower starts on July 20th, 2024. It was supposed to be a book about this future dystopia. If you read it, which you definitely should, you're going to feel like maybe she wrote the book last night because it is so spot on. California is dealing with wildfires. There is a celebrity president who is treating people poorly. People are on the move. Crime is very high. It's set in Los Angeles, and it follows a young woman, Lauren, who is sort of trying to get out and make a new world for herself. And she kind of collects other people who are refugees in their own country to go start this new life.
Yeah. Tracy, as I think about the book suggestions you've brought, I'm starting to understand how, as you say, these genre books can deliver, can address some of these larger societal issues. And yet for a lot of people, they kind of get a bad rap, that they're not real literature.
I think genre fiction, especially romance, gets a really bad rap. I have found that a lot of these books are able to speak to racial dynamics, systemic disenfranchisement and oppression. They're able to speak to all of these things, but also really speak to the human condition and what we're able to endure, how we're able to find joy and celebrate in moments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's really special about fiction is that we're able to do both things at once. I personally don't like when folks delineate a bunch between literary fiction or contemporary fiction, and then genre fiction, because I think it's just a way of doing it. It's just a style. It's a technique. It's not any better or worse than any other writing. It's just there are constraints. Like in romance, you have to have a happily ever after. So these authors have to figure out how to tell these stories and still end on a happy note. But the journey is just as creative as any other sort of fiction journey.
We have been talking genre fiction books by Black authors for Black History Month with Tracy Thomas. She is host and creator of the Stacks podcast. Tracy has a lot of suggestions for books that you might want to check out. You know where to go, hereandnow.org. Tracy, always good to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.